Chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jewish people. This man came to him at night, and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do, unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless one is born again he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wants to, and you hear its sound, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I tell you, we speak that which we know, and testify of that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works would be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they have been done in God."